Okay, so we're holding. I want to deal with the topic I want to deal with today is the balance of the concept of bitachon vis-a-vis the idea that Yaakov was scared. Where, how does it fit, etc. We're going to see multiple different approaches. Just maybe to give a background of the challenge. There's a Gemara in Brachas in Daf Samach Amud Aleph, which really belongs in the packet, but I forgot to put it in. And then we're over here in Daf Samach Amud Aleph says, "Ma'ase behel azake and shaya baba derech." He was traveling and he heard, he was coming back home towards his city, and he heard from a distance that there was screaming, there was some tragedy which took place in the city, and he heard it outside of the city. Omar, he said, "I feel confident that this was not my family." Well, because of Omar, based on regards to such people, the pasuk says, "Mishmor ro lo yira, l'chayin liboy betuach b'Hashem." That they're not concerned about a shmor ro because they are confident, their heart is proper, and they rely on Hashem. Amar Rabba kol hechad the rash to laikra, reisha l'seifei midrash misefer l'reisha midrash. Whether you read the pasuk, there's a comma in the middle. So mishmor ro lo yira, l'chayin liboy betuach b'Hashem. Or each way you can read the pasuk. Mishmor ala yira matam nuchani b'batoh Hashem, or the other way around, nuchani b'batoh Hashem mishmor ala yira, because you have bitachon and therefore you are not going to be scared. So bitachon allows a person to feel confident that nothing bad is going to happen. That's where it seems to be saying. Okay. Now the more continues and says, "How Talmidah the Havika Ozel Basrei the Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi b'Shukah." There was a Talmud who was walking together with his Rebbe,